Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
Welcome to The Trustmakers. I'm Justin Westcott, Global Chair of Technology at Edelman. I'm really excited to be on the ground in Austin at South by Southwest for today's episode. I'm joined by Jordana Barish, the North America Zone Head for Allegra. If you, like millions around the world, including myself, suffer from allergies, you probably know about the allergy medicine Allegra. Jordana is here at South by Southwest to introduce a new online tool from Allegra that allows users to map out routes with the least air pollen and pollution. We're going to discuss how the trusted health brand is helping allergy sufferers through tech innovation. Jordana, thanks for joining Trustmakers.
Thank you so much for having me, Justin. I'm really excited to be here.
It's so great, isn't it? We're in Austin at South by Southwest. Such a fun, but also really informative event. Why have you chosen South by Southwest to launch this exciting new tool?
Well, exactly as you said, South by is just a beautiful intersection of brand and technology and innovation, but also happens to take place in Austin, Texas, which is one of the U.S. allergy capitals of the world. So not only are we here to launch Allegra Airways, but we're also actually helping people navigate through the allergy symptoms that they experience in this very allergy-dense city.
So that explains a lot. I've been coming to South by Southwest for probably 10 years now, and I've always noticed my allergies when I'm here. So Austin is a bit of a hotbed for allergies.
It absolutely is.
Gosh.
And it's the beginning of the spring season, and there's also certain allergens and certain types of tree pollen, like cedar pollen, that are unique to this area this time of year. So it absolutely makes sense. And you're not alone. Many, many, many people, as you said, are in your shoes.
Well, as I said, explains a lot. Right, as I mentioned at the top, Allegra is rolling out the first of its kind tool called Allegra Airways this week. So let's just start with the basics. What exactly is Allegra Airways and how does it work?
Well, it's not an airline, just to clear that up. But it's actually a web application that lives on our website. But the key functionality is that it's a navigation tool. So much like you use a route mapping tool to get from point A to point B, it enables consumers to map their routes from point A to point B, but find the routes with the least amount of pollen and the least amount of air pollution. And that's not available in any of our route mapping applications today. And that's what's so unique about it.
It's really cool. I used it on the way here, to be honest. It told me that if I took this route, it'd be 10% less, worse than the other route. So I did follow the guidance. I got here. It's a bit like Waze. Is that because of how it works?
That's exactly right.
Correct.
So it's like Waze for cleaner air.
That's fantastic. I'm just trying to interest to understand how a brand like Allegra ends up building a tool like this. What about the brand and its values and its mission kind of aligned with this idea?
Allegra, of course, is an allergy medicine, but it's one of the leading global allergy brands in the world. And Allegra is all about empowering people to live their lives with fewer allergy symptoms. And we do that both in terms of the emotional benefit that Allegra brings in terms of kind of freedom to live your life the way you want it, but also in terms of no compromise allergy relief, because Allegra works fast, it lasts for a long time, and has fewer side effects like less drowsiness. So that's sort of the functionality of Allegra, but we also think it's important to empower people in ways sort of beyond the pill and beyond traditional medicine. And we're always looking for ways to bring real utility and value to our consumers. And this was a way to expand how we engage with our consumers in a really meaningful and differentiated way, beyond just their regular medicines.
That's great. And obviously, having experienced the tool, that you're surfacing an awful lot of data, but in a really intuitive way. Tell us a bit more about the data side of it. I think you work with a company called Ambi, is that right?
That's right. So this idea really was made possible when we looked at the intersection of the scientific literature, the cultural conversation around climate change, and the data that is now available to us. And of course, we have the scientific literature showing that air quality impacts your allergy symptoms. In fact, air pollution makes allergies up to 3 times worse.
Wow.
That in and of itself kind of spurred us to want to take action. Of course, exacerbated also by things like wildfires and other aspects of climate change that are lengthening the pollen season and making air quality that much worse. But until we had the right data partner, we really couldn't do anything about that. And that's where Ambi kind of comes into the mix. And Ambi is an environmental and climate data intelligence firm, and what they offer is various APIs for pollen and air quality, amongst others, but with a granularity of down to 5 meters. So where previously you could put in your zip code into any website and it'll tell you the pollen or the air quality for your zip code, that's not really meaningful if you're trying to go for a walk or a run or a bike ride. But with this level of accuracy, you can say, well, should I take this street over here or literally that street over there? And you will get different readings of pollen and air pollutants.
Wow, that's super impressive. So within 5 meters, wow, so accurate. It's interesting you mentioned Beyond the Pill, because that's such a trusted relationship for a brand in health to sort of reach through. Is there something about this technology that enables you to do that in a new or different way?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the route mapping feature and the education that we can bring, but at the end of the day, when people are suffering, they will still want to treat or manage their allergies with medication. And one of the features that we're really excited about as part of the national rollout of Allegra Airways is our dynamic mobile offer delivery, which basically means that when pollen levels are high, not only are we helping you navigate around them, but we will also give you a high value offer so that you can get the relief that you need.
That's great. What a positive, trusted action from a brand, you know, not to sort of manipulate the market when the prices are high, but to actually give real value to people when they need it. This year's Edelman Trust Barometer is all about innovation and society. Allegra has been around for just over a decade, I believe. So how did a real rapidly evolving tech landscape lead you to innovate in this way for something that you're not normally known for? It's a very different type of product.
Well, you mentioned trust, and that's really what it all comes down to when a brand engages with its consumers. It really has to be a trusting relationship. And to build trust with our consumers, it's all about relevance and meaning and providing something that is truly of value based on a real insight on something that they need. And what this tool or application has enabled us to do is bring the data into consumers' hands and empower them to make choices that are in service of their health and in service of their self-care and ultimately build brand love. And that is what it comes down to for us at Allegra and for me personally, is building powerful, meaningful brands, but also helping consumers. And that's why personally I've chosen to work in the healthcare space for so many years, is because we have an opportunity to really bring value into our consumers' lives.
That's great. I personally really love the intersection of kind of health with technology. And I think this is a really good example of how you made the most of this really valuable data that was just sat there, you know, trapped for experts and made it really applicable to consumers. That's fantastic. Look, another finding in this year's Trust Barometer is that peer voices are as trusted as scientists to tell the truth about new innovations. So as you start rolling out this new tool, how are you thinking about leveraging trusted spokespeople to deliver information about this tool? And ultimately, I suppose, a way that really resonates. You want people to adopt it, to use. Tell me
Absolutely.
A bit about that.
Yeah, so trusted voices, I think, are key, especially for the healthcare space and for technology, and certainly for Allegra Airways. And it's really important in finding those trusted voices that are authentic and can speak to either their personal experiences or their professional experiences with managing allergies. So we've brought in 2 trusted voices that we're really excited about to launch Allegra Airways. The first is actually someone we probably all know, member of a little boy band called NSYNC. His name is Lance Bass. Of course, we all know him as a, you know, boy band icon, but he's also a major allergy sufferer and lives in LA, which is, of course, known for their outdoor activities, and he's got no shortage of things on his plate. And so he has been a great partner for us in helping to build awareness of Allegra and Allegra Airways and the value that it brings to his life. And he just so happens to have some magenta hair right now, so kind of is very well branded. That was not by design, but it happened to be the case. Check out his page and his post where he's talking about it. We're also bringing in a medical key opinion leader who can speak to the impact of, as we mentioned earlier, pollen on air quality and vice versa, and the impact that that has on allergy patients. And her name is Dr. Wada. She's an allergist, and she really understands the impact that those two things have on her patients directly and the importance of allergy management solutions, both medicinal and otherwise, like Allegra Airways, to help her patients.
That's great. Really smart how you've got an array of spokespeople, you know, serving different kind of elements of the audience's needs. Our special report that came out earlier last year around trust in health identified that the lack of information is one of the biggest barriers to people taking better care of their health. How do you think this app can help close the health information gap and I suppose ultimately empower allergy sufferers?
That's a great question. I mean, one of the things I love most about Airways, beyond just the route mapping functionality, is the education that we're bringing to allergy sufferers and anyone who uses the tool. When you route yourself from your starting point to your destination, it gives you multiple options of routes that you can choose, and it gives you the ability to drill down into the route that you're choosing and understand pollen levels and pollution levels on that route on a very sort of simple and beautifully designed and intuitive meter. And you can go one step further and understand, well, what are the specific pollens in my area and what are the levels and what does that mean for me and what are the specific air pollutants in my area and what are the implications of them. So the education around the pollen pollution connection, but also the level of specificity that it gives consumers to learn about themselves and the allergies that they have and kind of what's making them feel the way that they do is really powerful.
Planning one's commute will never be the same again, right? Is it less about time? Is it about how you're going to feel at the end of that journey, right? Which is fantastic. Obviously, you're at South By, really exciting to launch it. What kind of things have you got going on here to sort of launch the app?
Yeah, we're super excited about our launch event. Of course, we're launching the technology itself and enabling people to use the tool by taking pedicab rides through the city. So of course, not contributing to the air pollution challenges, but using people power to get around the city, but powered by the Allegra Airways technology. We also have some out of home kind of roving around South By to drive awareness of the application, electric vehicle, of course, that demonstrates how to use it, gives people a QR code that they can access it themselves. And then, of course, it's part of our broader spring activation, and we have a full-scale partnership with Vox, where we are launching some outdoor wellness activities that are sort of powered by Allegra Airways as well.
Wow, that sounds great. Well, I'm definitely going to be taking one of those to get back to the conference center. So much going on here. So thank you for spending some time with us on this podcast. It's been great to hear about Allegra Airways and what you're doing, Jordana. So thank you for your insights. And to our listeners, thank you as ever for listening to The Trustmakers.
Thank you for tuning into The Trustmakers, an Edelman podcast in partnership with Advertising Week, where we speak with leaders and other trust builders across institutions. See you next time.